of the teacher is crucial. He is personally committed to Jesus Christ and his way of life. He is a competent scholar and an effective teacher in his field. He brings a sense of mission and a compassion for students into his daily work and into his use of economic resources. He has a strong sense of responsibility for the well-being of the school as a whole and in its relation to the churches and to the denomination. He has a quality of life indefinable that indicates to his colleagues, his students, and his neighbors that he is a mature man of God equipped for good work. In their annual meeting last February, the trustees unanimously adopted the recommendation of the instruction committee that Dr. John I. Durham be elected to the faculty with tenure as assistant professor of Old Testament and as acting dean of the faculty, and that Dr. Raymond B. Brown be elected to the faculty with tenure as professor of New Testament. It is anticipated that in a few minutes, before God and in the presence of students and colleagues and other dear friends, these men will sign the abstract of principles. Let me draw attention to three facts concerning the document they will sign. In the first place, this abstract of principles was prepared by Southern Baptist scholars for an educational purpose. The original intention of the document was stated by Dr. John A. Broadus in June 1859, before the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary opened its doors. He declared that the abstract of principles to be signed by each member of the faculty was not a restriction upon inquiry, but a safeguard against the teaching of heresy. He said, "In our seminary, the student will not be required at the beginning or the end to accept any given symbol or doctrine. The professors must accept a brief abstract of principles as one safeguard against their teaching heresy. But they are supposed to be men who have already formed their leading opinions, who will undertake the professorship only if they can concur in these principles, and will therefore not be materially restricted in their inquiries, while the students will be perfectly at liberty and constantly encouraged to think for themselves." End of quotation. In the second place, the trustees of the Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary require each member of the faculty to subscribe to the affirmations set forth in the abstract of principles and to sign the document publicly. Article 8 of the bylaws adopted by the trustees of this school states that all members of the faculty shall be required to subscribe to the articles of faith or beliefs as adopted by the board and publicly to sign these articles at the opening of the session at which they enter upon their duties. The articles of faith shall be amended only after prior action by the Southern Baptist Convention, and this article shall not be altered or amended except with such consent. End of quotation. The word subscribe means to write one's name on a document as a consenting party. In this instance, it means the signing of one's name to signify one's approval of the substance of a document and to express one's agreement to teach in harmony with and not contrary to the principles contained therein. It is to be noted also that the trustees require each member of the faculty to sign this abstract of principles publicly. This indicates that the document is not to be thought of as a private promise, but as a public covenant. It is a covenant between an individual professor and the board of trustees, essentially. It is also a covenant between a professor and the faculty, and between the school and the denomination. This is the reason it is published annually in the catalog. In the third place, the teachers and the administration in this school take this theological covenant seriously. In the faculty's annual report to the Board of Trustees on February 16, 1961, we said, "We stand firmly within the theological covenant into which we entered when we were elected to the faculty and signed the Articles of Faith. We shall continue to teach in accordance with and not contrary to the abstract of principles. We intend, by God's grace, to live and work as a community of learners and teachers, united by strong bonds of dedication to God as revealed in Jesus Christ, by regard for one another, by compassion for students, and by loyalty to the denomination. If further study and reflection should ever destroy the adherence of any member of this body to the doctrinal standard of the school, he would make the fact known to the administration and ask to be relieved of his responsibility as a member of the faculty." End of quotation. In the letter to the Hebrews, in the last chapter, we are assured that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And we read these words in the same chapter. "Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience. In all things, willing to live honestly." If you and I are Christian witnesses, we shall be willing in all things, at any cost, to live honestly. God help us so to live. Dr. John I. Durham is now invited to sign the abstract of principles. Dr. Raymond Brown, who has already signed a similar document, is invited to sign the abstract of principles. Eternal God, who art the ultimate source of life and love and freedom, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead us, and mercifully grant unto us the spirit of obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord.